you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's Big Jay Oakerson and Ralph Sutton. How are you, sir?
Hi.
You look so cute today.
Thank you.
This is a band that now is doing their three-peat, and I think the only band, well, maybe Corey Glover's did more than three, but he's not a band, the only three-peat band, and boy, does it make Shannon happy. They're going to perform live. We're going to swap stories. It's going to be three-fifths of the band. Remember, we do this live every single Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time at gasdigitalnetwork.com/SDR or /live. Either way, you can go there and use the code SDR. You get 20% off the entire network and a 14-day free trial. And here it is right now, the Blacktop Mojo episode of Jay?
The SDR Show. Somebody get Shannon a squirt bucket.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art, you need to know.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. I'm a little upset at the top of the show. Why? Jay didn't even notice my brand new background, and it's upsetting to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that old dragon lady from The Golden Child was giving you advice.
I'm going to have naked girls dancing behind here next week. That's the idea.
Ralph, no, dude, that's for your silhouette challenge, bro.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Big J is with me, as always. Shannon in as well. Shannon, your fireplace looks extremely beautiful tonight because of the low lighting.
Thank you.
It looks nice. And now I'm going to say this, Jay. As far as a band, I think the only band ever to be on the show three times. I'm pretty sure.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. The boys from Blacktop Mojo. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Great from Texas.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
What part are you guys in again?
We're halfway between Houston and Dallas, like just smack dab in the middle in East
Texas. Far from San Antonio, right?
Far from San, probably like 4 hours.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to be there soon.
I'm going to be there in a couple weeks.
Oh, shit. Cool. We'll make a trip. We'll come see.
Hell yeah, dude.
That'd be
cool. Just come out. We'll kick it.
I'm getting a weird echo. That's weird.
Me too.
Hello. Maybe it's from them. I think they have monitor or something that we're hearing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Oh, look at them. Look at me knowing sound.
I need to try. I was going to ask.
That's pretty cool.
You're now.
Let's see. Hello. Hey. Oh, no, it's gone now.
Okay.
Ralph, you're a born roadie.
I am. I should have been. I've never tried it. Anyway, at the top of the show, follow us everywhere at the SDR Show. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And I never say this enough, but go buy something at the store. Go to podcastmerch.com/SDR. Get a t-shirt, a hat, a hoodie, something cool. Why not?
Talk about speaking of being Jewish. Am I right?
Yeah. Hey, off air, we were talking about my Jewish roots and how Jay's a Nazi. And I tell him all the time, just come out and be open with it. It's okay.
We got Blacktop Mojo. You guys got to make one of those thrash covers of Hava Nagila.
So now, guys, what's cool is that we go back now. I guess it's 3 years or is it four? Is it three or four at this point?
I can check real quick.
It's got to be three. It's three.
It's three. Yeah. 2017 was when Burn the Ships came out, right? So three in a month or whatever it is. But 3 years. And it started when we heard that great cover you guys did. And then we started delving into you guys. You guys came on the show. Shannon became your biggest fan in the world. And then a year later, you guys do Shiprocked, come back on the show. And it really, we talked about this last time you were on. Boy, did you guys fucking make Shiprock something special that year. That was really incredible.
I watched again actually the other day. I saw the clip of you guys singing just like a cappella in the bar.
Doing the
Phil Collins song.
It was fucking
so
great.
For coming in too early.
that never fails.
Even more shocking that you couldn't close the deal with Shannon on the high seas. Yeah, international waters.
You could see it in her eyes right at that moment, like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
Shit, man. We hardly ever ran into each other, you know?
It's insane. It's insanity.
So now, if I'm not mistaken, the first record came out in 2014, then Burn the Ships, then Under the Sun. You released an EP. When did Static come out, actually, the EP?
Static came out in last May, actually.
Last May. So right now, though, you're doing something different, which is, well, I guess not. You've crowdsourced or crowdfunded a record before, but I wanted to get into this because for the new album that's going to be self-titled, the first time you're calling an album Blacktop Mojo, the quote I read from you, Matt, was that you're going to be doing it this time on your own and not get ripped off like last time. What actually happened last time that would be like, do those companies fuck musicians? I don't know.
Oh, shit. Speaking of Jews, here comes here Ralph.
Family. What did my uncle do to you guys?
Well, last time we used a company called Pledge Music, which is the company that we used to crowdfund Burn the Ships.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually went bankrupt and they fucked a lot of bands over. A lot of bands didn't get their money. They were basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so we ended up getting a lot of people pre-ordered or, you know, purchased stuff from our crowdfunding campaign, and we never saw most of the money there. So
you didn't see the money. And did a lot of people not see their shit either? Like, they didn't get the albums, like nothing happened or what?
Well, we thought it wasn't really right that they wouldn't get anything, man. So we took what little money we had and kind of gave them, like, you know, a t-shirt and made sure all got their CDs and vinyls and shit like that.
And so that company Pledge Music doesn't exist anymore?
No, they don't exist. They were supposed to file like a class action lawsuit or something like that, but they're based out of the UK. So it's
wow.
Does it dial back to like a guy, or is it a bunch of guys?
I think it dialed back to a guy, but it was basically they just tried to grow the company too fast with money that they shouldn't have been touching, kind of.
That's so fucked up.
Major Shark Tank faux pas. Yeah. Absolutely. They're trying to scale too quickly.
Yeah, how dare they? But that's fucked up. It's a story that I did not hear. You think that would have been a bigger news story, because God only knows how many bands got fucked from that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it was they did like an article in Billboard about it, and they did a few things, but it kind of died off because it was like there's no good end to the story, you know?
Right. It fucking sucks. That's crazy. So one of the things, you know, obviously this year has, well, not now we're in 21, but the last 12 months or so has changed the way everyone does anything. You know, we can't go on tour or whatever, but what you guys seem to have done is really embraced social media in a way that not a lot of bands have seemed to be able to do. You did like an acoustic storytellers thing. You do a ton of stuff on Instagram. You're really embracing it. Have you found
are you using the Stage It at all? I know Lucas keeps doing stuff on Stage It, where it's, you could almost have like a paid concerts.
Yeah. We hadn't used Stage It yet, man. We started working with this company called Live From Events.
Okay.
Through our agents and stuff, and they've been putting on concerts. Like we got to open up for Clutch, and like,
oh, wow.
What else did we do? We did a concert with a couple other bands from
It's all virtual.
And it's all virtual, and it's like a little like streaming deal where the concert's available for 2 days or like 48 hours afterwards. Yeah. And
what's the name of the company?
It works much better for music, but I mean, comedy is doing a similar thing. But how amazing is that? I said Stage It, almost meaning like that kind of platform. I didn't even realize there were several others, which is like how fast those things
they just evolved right up,
to become. I mean, from Zoom to WebEx to all the video conference and it's amazing like how fast that shit moves. You online concerts just like that.
Yeah.
What's the name of the company again, Matt? I'm sorry.
It was Live From Events.
Uh-huh. I looked it up online. It's the guy started a company before that called Pledge Music. Have you ever heard of it?
can I tell you guys something? I'm going to tell you how long Ralph had that in the pocket. because he kept bringing it up. And then we'd get to something else and he'd say that line again because he couldn't wait to get there.
I was waiting for it. It was what made me so happy.
Oof. Oof. You gave the setup 8 times.
3 times. 3 times. Go fuck yourself, Jay. That's what I say to you. How do you feel about that?
Huh? I know you get. You're upset.
So I didn't see the storyteller stream, but that was you guys would like tell stories behind the songs that you did. Is that what that was?
Yeah, just kind of like the old VH1 show. Mm-hmm. Just go song by song and kind of bullshit and kind of.
That's great. I mean, I miss it. You know, I know that on what is it? The new streaming service by Viacom. What is it called? Jesus, they're promoting CBS one. They're promoting the hell out of it. They're reigniting Behind the Music again. They're doing a new one of that and bringing back a lot of those shows that. Because the people that are only people left watching regular television right now are old people like me that still have a television set. Younger people don't. So they're rebooting all those old shows. They're doing one on Reels now about what broke up bands, like one on Poison. There was one on Guns N' Roses last week.
They're so bad. They're not.
I didn't see it. Have you saw it?
All those Reels documentaries suck ass.
Oh, I've not seen any of them. That's too bad.
Well, aren't they like 15 seconds long?
They're just so bad. Whatever it is, it's just all everything's like. They go from that, and they're like, "What really happened the night of Charles Manson's murder?" It's like, it's just, and it's like, you know, acted by some. It's like reenactments. It's ridiculous. They're really, that channel is a hunk of shit.
Get sucked into that anonymous, them YouTube.
Oh yeah, YouTube. I can go in anything. That's a great. There's a. I'll give a quick plug to a thing. Rock and Roll True Stories is a. I have one already. Rock and Roll True Stories is a web page that's just like, it's somewhere between like 4 to 15 minutes tops documentaries. And it's just like, you know, the whole story of the Danzig getting punched thing or, you know, the lawsuit that fucked up the cult. And it's just great. They're really,
oh, really? It's a YouTube channel.
It's great. Yeah, and they update, you know, it's always like, you know, Lane Staley's last bizarre interview. And it's just got hundreds and hundreds of them.
Oh, and they're well produced. Made me so happy. It was the Foo Fighters talking about when they played SNL and Christopher Walken asked them, is it the stress on Foo or the stress on Fighter? It's like, how do you say the name? And just because they know how weird he sounds, they said, oh, it's we put the syllable as Fighters. And yeah. You hear him go Foo Fighters, like a very Christopher Walken-y way. And they made him do that way without him realizing it. You know what I mean? Really funny. It's on the SNL YouTube page right now. It just made me laugh.
You couldn't wait to tell that story since you saw it.
I was waiting for you to tell a story about a rock and roll documentary so I could get that in. Guys, congratulations. I saw 9 million streams in 2020. That's fucking crazy.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, man. Just on Spotify, too. That was...
I mean, that is nuts. Just think about...
Hell yeah.
Is it fair to say, of course, look, you were a band before this and you were working your ass off and you guys are constantly out there doing stuff, which is amazing. But is it fair to say what brought you to the mainstream was the Dream On cover? Is that a fair thing to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. That was the first thing we ever put out that went viral or whatever. And it really it brought, like you said, you found that first and then you kind of delved into the rest of what we're putting out. And
right. And then what happens there are bands that get those viral moments, but then they don't have the talent or the catalog or the entertainment factor to back it up with other stuff. But it was great to see you guys just put out album after album. Under the Sun was such a great record. And you now have you got the ignition and then you're able to sustain it, which is amazing.
Thank you, man.
Would you say that other than, of course, being on a tour bus, on the SDR show and being on Shiprock, were such a holy grail moments for you guys. But since after that, were there moments from that point forward that you're like, holy shit moments, I can't believe this is happening to us, like opening for Clutch?
Yeah, that was definitely one. That was super cool. Big fans of Clutch. Rock USA, we got to play basically what the last Rock USA that'll ever be, because they went under last year. And
oh Jesus, I'm noticing a pattern with you guys between.
Yeah,
pledges.
We're really wrecking shit, man.
Yeah, getting that blacktop mojo juju.
Well, why not just that blacktop mojo, Jay? That would
are you guys? I know. I realized when I was saying it, I could just use mojo, but I don't know if the tone would have read what I was trying to say. Are you guys? How much are you guys missing the road? Are you guys like me and you can only fuck your girlfriend now?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Oh my lord.
Yuck.
You Isn't again? It the worst? You again, I say.
I miss masturbating on the bunk.
You again.
Yeah, man, we're missing it a lot. I was just telling Jay and Shannon before the show that we got to play a little like socially distanced concert or whatever last Friday. And it was just so, it was so weird being loud and,
yeah, it's amazing if it could happen. Yeah. Well, Texas is like pretty good stuff. I did a theater in Austin not too long ago and it's like, you know, 25% capacity in a 1300 seat theater. So it was sparse and weird. But right. That's what I said. It's kind of cool about music with this stuff, even is you can kind of just put your head down and play, and the excitement of that's playing, you know, and you'll get the feedback from the audience. Like comedy, just it's so weird, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I can't imagine.
And the virtual shows, I haven't done one. I can't bring myself outside of broadcasting. I can't to go like, you know, so, hey, anybody here dating?
Like, no jerk there's off. No crowd work in the.
Yeah, I can't.
Somebody needs to be there. Just have a laugh track just every time you say something. Kind of
yeah, I'll keep fixing my bow tie. So, yeah.
Is there a way, Jay, where they do it where you can at least hear all the Zoom people at the same time, where if they laugh, it sounds like laughter? You know what
how,
I'm saying? Dude,
how could the timing possibly be good?
I don't know. I'm asking. Maybe there is. I don't know. It's so
no,
weird.
Dude, I did the one. Me and Dave Attell did, like, somewhere outside of D.C. We did one of those car drive-in shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, instead, it was sweet to do it, but, like, the instead of laughing because you can't hear laughter, they honk their horns or blink their light, and it's just insane. It was bizarre, like the acknowledgement for a punch, especially if you have like a punchline, you follow it up with another quick line. Like the timing is weird. But the funniest thing I would say, I'm so referencey and just making like a weird like reference. I'm like, oh, this the guy reminded me of the guy who died in the garlic tub in The Lost Boys, and you just hear one like horn in the back,
oh,
just
my
go.
God.
And I'm like, that guy gets it.
Somebody, like a one there, person there getting a, it. Was it Netflix that did a comedy special from a drive-ins and stuff?
They did a bunch. They, HBO Max, too. They did Colin Quinn's one.
Yeah, Colin Quinn's. That's one.
Soder's in that one.
Yeah.
And Bobby Kelly and all those guys. And then people have just done now outside specials. Or yeah. You could do like Kevin Hart and do it right in your own living room, Ralph.
I saw that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to look at your backdrop. I mean your dojo. In your dojo, Ralph.
Honor, Jay, respect the dojo, okay? Take your shoes off when you come in this room. Matt, do you remember the last show you guys did that was like an actual, but before the Texas one, obviously, talking about pre-COVID, where you guys were when things were normal?
Where were we? It was last February. We're coming up on a year. Yeah, Florida. It was.
Was it? Oh,
you go there right now and still be fine.
Yeah, we could go play there now.
Well, it was on the It Won't Last tour, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah, the tour.
We was right.
We really. I think we really do have a jinx, guys.
We really have snowed. You're like the new Def Leppard. You're just fucking traveling curse.
What's that?
I said you're like Def Leppard. You're just a traveling curse. Everything happened in that band. It's crazy. All right, let me ask you this, guys. I know we're going to get at least a song out of you. Is it going to be something off the EP? Is it going to be something from the new record? What's the story with what you guys are going to do for us?
We're going to play you guys the song off the new record.
And now, I read online, I think, that you were going to record it like now, or have you recorded it already? Like, where are you at with that?
We went to Nashville at the beginning of January, and we were out there for 2 weeks, laying some stuff down, tracking some stuff out there. And we're back at the house in our little home studio here, and just kind of putting all the finishing touches on it. And I've still got to lay down like final vocals and stuff on that. But yeah, we're basically crowdfunding as we're making it and kind of putting little like behind the scenes videos and stuff like that on our Patreon. And
yeah, I know. I said before, you guys are doing a great job with that. If you go to Blacktop Mojo, I think the URL directly to, is it album 4? Is that the
blacktopmojo.com/album4?
Right. /album 4. And it goes right to the pledge page where you can donate and support for the fourth record, which I think it's great that this is the world we live in today, where you can take it back and do things yourself. We had the guy from the Struts on, and he paid on Fiverr to get an album to get one of the tracks produced. I mean, it's a crazy time that you can do things like that. So it's a fascinating thing that's available to people now. So taking technology and allowing it to make things happen.
It wasn't from the Struts.
No, it was Andrew Stockdale.
Oh, it was Andrew Stockdale. Sorry. Yeah, it was Andrew Stockdale.
From Wolfmother.
From Wolfmother. Shit. I made a mistake. Yeah, that's, and you know what's funny? While I was saying it, I realized, wait, Jay was there, and he wasn't there for that guy. Well, then an L came back. Yeah, so Andrew from Wolf Mother's the one that did it on Fiverr.
Well, my first thought was, I can't believe we've had two people on the show that have had that, because also the guy from Wolf Mother.
Well, I'm also, by the way, it's so late for me right now. It's so crazy. I've been up since 5 in the morning, so I'm fucking exhausted, because I'm old, Jay.
Ralph, it's 9:30.
Because I'm old.
Then you're not allowed to fuck 20-something-year-old girls anymore.
I can fake it for a day or two. Oh,
I bet you're cranky as shit, though.
I really am.
You go, if I'm going to be up another hour, I need a piece of toast.
I need my warm milk.
I need something, yeah.
But it's got to be almond milk, or I'm going to be farting all night.
Why were you up at 5:30?
To go run.
Die, Jay.
No. Why do you have to do that at 5:30 in the morning?
I want to get it over with in the morning before people start texting and calling and bothering me. Is that fair?
What time do people start texting and calling and bothering you?
For gas digital? Sometimes 7-8 in the morning.
Okay. How long do you run for?
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
You run for 2 hours straight.
I ran 9 miles, 2 hours. Yes. I'll show you. Go look at my Instagram that you make fun of all the fucking time.
This is unfucking real. This is unreal. It's unreal.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get into shape, Jay.
It's what,
I want to look like Matt. Look at Matt. I want to look like him.
Matt is a young man. Okay. What are you doing?
Getting into shape.
For what?
I don't want to be fat anymore.
For what?
Why the running thing?
Because you know what happens? You burn calories.
Okay. But why not, like, you know, row or Peloton?
Where am I rowing? I'm going to row with the fucking Hudson?
You have a Peloton. No, Ralph, you don't have to row in a boat. By the way, they make machines.
Yeah, but I have to buy. I do the Peloton too.
How old are you, Ralph? Are you blown away by this?
I'm trying to mix it up, Jake.
Are you talking to us right now in your magic box?
Jay, how about you support your friend who's trying to lose weight instead of shitting on him?
I just think you're doing it for a glamour thing, man. You're doing
glamour?
It like
what's glamour? Who fucking thinks running is glamorous?
How do you just tell everybody every day how much you run? It's weird.
You asked.
I know a lot of people who run. Not all of them post it every day on the internet.
Fair enough.
Why do you want everybody to know how much you run?
I also happen to have a health and wellness show where we are documenting what I'm doing.
If people are looking to you for their health and wellness, Ralph.
Dude, you're inspirational, Ralph. You inspire me every day. Okay?
Man, those Blacktop Mojo, you guys need more edge.
Hey, fuck you, Ralph.
Man, there you go.
Yeah, no, I'm
fuck
I got
that shit.
Yeah. So
how do your Instagram posts? Yeah.
See? I hate CJ. I help people. That's what I'm here for.
Oh,
sorry, I don't have the comedy zingers that you do.
Ralph, can you do me a favor? Can you start putting inspirational music? And I mean, you really should do this. Do you have inspirational music playing behind the
that's a good idea.
The postings of
like a whole documentary of me getting dressed in the morning and putting on the fucking sweatpants. And
no, not even. Just like some deep thoughts by Jack Handy music playing behind your daily run numbers.
That's all right. I'll do it. I'll get it done. I'll do it for you, Jim.
I also, by the way, you just do this with the podcast, too. And I know it's good. I know by the numbers it's good. Because there's, say, 15,000 people involved in whatever it is you're telling us your place in. But no matter how many places there are, if it's a zillion, it still never sounds cool to go, look who cracked the top 300 today. Gives
you
a shit.
That, but it's like, and to me, it's a fucking accomplishment, and you don't like it. If it's not number one, you don't care. You're like fucking Ricky Bobby.
Dude, that's not true. It doesn't be number one, Ralph, but it's just so once it hits triple digits, dude, no one's even thinking you're in the top.
Let me, Matt, Blacktop Mojo guys, let me ask you this. Ready? You did 9 million streams on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking amazing. I will imagine that you're probably not in the top 200 artists of streams.
Probably not.
But it's still pretty fucking amazing.
Ralph, are you comparing?
Amazing.
Are you comparing your fucking jogs to putting out award-winning music?
No,
you fucking lunatic!
I am talking about placement. You said don't brag if you're number 100 when it hits triple digits. If you're number 100 out of a million, that's pretty fucking amazing.
You're number 100 out of First of all, you're not 100 out of a million in running. There's no way.
I'm giving you numbers. I don't know where. If it's number 100 out of 50,000, it's still amazing.
Okay, but you're not. You're like always like number 315.
You're really analyzing my post, by the way.
Out of a zillion.
That's
who
still
cares?
That's even better. 300 out of a zillion is great.
It's fantastic for you inside your own soul to tell anybody that, hey, everyone, I'm 535th place That wouldn't get you a hand job from a handicapped female.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Because it did that very thing yesterday. I love you, Ralphie.
All right, guys. What song are we playing now that we had shit on Ralph for 12 minutes?
That's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. You should make crazy claims.
It's a song off the new record. It's called Darling, I Won't Tell.
All right, hold on. Jay, mute yourself.
Can you guys actually not? Can you not mute yourselves, please?
Okay, we want to let it roll?
Yes, please.
All right. Why? You don't want to mess up.
Your hands are going to mute us.
Shannon's hands are going to be down her pants. So she's.
No, it's going to be easier for me to fix the audio later.
All right, Shannon, you give us a rate the song on a soft to hard nip meter. Thank you.
All right, before we go any further, fans of the show who are over 21, I got something you are going to love. Who is that?
Going to love it.
Is that Empire?
It is usually my bedtime, but you're being so noisy. Frankenstein and the Empire.
We're finally back for another movie. EmpireDirect.com. Why are you going to love this? Because we can legally sell you Delta H THC in 42 states. Empire, tell us about Delta 8.
I'll tell you this. Those other eight continental states are gay.
are they all the eight? I don't know. Let me do that again. And Empire Direct is priced to keep you high.
Hi, yes, like the Method Man or his friend, the Red Man.
Wait to hear this promo code, GASDABS, for $5 off all of their products.
Get it, bro? GASDABS, yes.
Delta H THC distillate syringes for dabbing is $15. Delta 8 gummies, $15. 1 gram of Delta 8 dab diamonds, $15.
Yes, dab diamonds for the Jews, gummies for the children, and syringes for the junkies.
We've got everybody covered at EmpireDirect.com. Use the code GASDABS, $5 off anything in your order. And right now, if you go to their website, enter for a chance to win a $999 dab rig.
That's right. If you make it 1,000, the Jews won't show up.
So once again, check out EmpireDirect.com or the link in the description. Use the code GASDAB for $5 off your order. Empire, from Frankenstein to you. Anything else you want to add?
Frankenstein, let's get fucked up and go speed roast a chick.
All right, let's get back into it.
Hey. Wrong prompt?
Yeah.
We ready? We good? There's
a world going round, so many secrets told. There's a whisper in my ear, and everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. You can tell me the truth now, honey. Darling, I won't tell. In the closet behind your clothes, a skeleton weight on the world. I can tell in your sleepless eyes, you carry it wherever you go. Oh, wherever you go. Oh, wherever you go.
Wow, that was great.
Damn.
Jesus. Shannon, moisture check.
I don't want to speak. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I bet Ralph could probably get some real nice running to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably come in the top 500 or something, but I will brag about it for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Would you crack that 700 mark?
Well, once you're in the top 2,000, you know,
after that, it's all great. That's when the pussy starts raining.
Yeah. Well, the handicap pussy, really.
Handicap pussy.
That's raining handicap sniz.
Handicapable, Ralph. God, you're so not woke, dude. They keep saying I'm a Nazi.
I should take direction from this Nazi like he knows? Come on.
Please,
that was
Ralph.
Awesome, guys.
Ralph, if my grandmother hears it, it's going to ruin Passover. My mom Rosenberg, she's better than that. Don't be
so. Now, the whole album is as far as the songs go, they're laid out. They're just not fully recorded yet, right? You've already written the whole album.
Yeah, that's right, man.
That's pretty cool. It's amazing. You guys really, you're in a great band to watch. You put 100% in every single time. Now, Matt, I believe that you are a taken man, but are Ryan and Kat, are you both single?
I'm not. I'm actually engaged.
Oh, and
why is he the one you were hoping to fuck, Ralph?
I know. Please, we were on Shiprock together. Hey, Kat,
I've been dating someone for about a year now.
Oh, you're all such fuck.
Hell yeah, quarantine pussy, dude.
We're quite boring nowadays.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hey, welcome to the club. I get it, dude. Running with me.
It's quarantine, dude.
We're getting the echo again.
Oh God. Hang on. Turn the speaker down.
Why is it always that guys that work in sound know the least about sound? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know.
Damn, Ralph. I'm going to start hurling inserts. So mean. Insults inserts? Now. Hailing inserts.
Ralph, Ralph's always hurling those inserts. That's what I'm known for.
I want to film you running so bad.
Ken, come running with me.
Well, I can't run for 2 hours.
You should make a Reels documentary.
Yeah, good idea.
Really cut that thing up quick.
Let me ask you this, Jay. Shit on me for running, right?
Right.
But your co-host of one of your other shows, Legion of Skanks, he posts constantly with his fighting. He got a yellow belt, which is nothing in the world of jiu-jitsu. It's the first one, and he posts that. Do you shit on him as well?
Yes. And are you gauging everything you do by the actions of Louis J.
Gomez? No, not at all. I'm gauging what you do. Are you making fun of me as much as you're making fun of another co-host? Or are you just specifically shitting on me?
Here's the thing. I don't see, for whatever reason, a lot of Louis's, because he puts out so much stuff that it's like a part of that. But I mean, also, but what he's doing, though, is like the fight journal stuff. Like, he's rolling around and like sparring like some guys. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like more masculine than you.
Oh, so you find him more manly out than me. That's,
yeah.
That's the issue.
I mean, are you cracking two raw eggs in the morning before this run?
No.
Is Survivor playing in the background?
Always.
Are all the local neighborhood kids falling behind?
No, they're running.
Do local farmers market people throw you fresh groceries on your run?
They chase me. They chase you with pitchforks.
Yeah, it's just like, that's almost my point. Like, if you were like, Jay, I'm doing this because I'm getting in shape because I'm going to fight, I don't know, your twin brother or something.
Okay.
And like, then it's like, oh, you're going to run. It's like, you're just running to like, for what?
I'm running from my feelings.
Like, why don't you lift? You'd be better lifting weights.
Do lift weights. I lift weights 3 days a week.
No, but I mean like, you know, like a dude, what kind of weights are you lifting? What are you doing?
You know, like 10-pound weights, and I do like little dancer size moves.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I meant. Then you're doing good then.
You know, I have a trainer 3 days a week. I work out with the trainer, but I fucked up my arm. I can't really lift too heavy right now.
That's what I would say if I knew I was going to get asked how much I bench.
The most ever or normal? I can't do much. I could do my body weight, like 250, 260. That's the most I could do.
You got pretty long arms. It's pretty impressive.
The most I ever did when I was, before I fucked up my arm, 325.
When was this?
Before I fucked up my arm, like I'd say a year ago.
No. False.
Yeah, for sure. False. I can probably do it now, but I would fuck up my arm.
No, you can't.
You want to bet?
Yep.
325.
Yes.
How many do you need me to do?
How many?
Yeah.
Shit. What do you, how many do you think? Say over one. Over one, how many can you do?
If I do two, will you shut your mouth?
With 325?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I will film it. Will you come watch it?
No. I'm not going to film it while you put a couple of hollow soap plates or inflatable fucking weights on that thing.
Come watch it.
I want you to crack on. Ralph, my stepfather's a power lifter. I grew up with this shit. No fucking way.
Come watch.
Okay.
What happens
if I do it?
What's the bet if Ralph cranks 325 twice? Right now, he said he can do that.
No, not right now. I need maybe. I need a little time. Let's say 2 more weeks.
No. You can't train to it. Your words were, I can do that right now.
2 weeks if I can't do it. Are you saying that you think it's possible that I could do it, that in 2 weeks I'd be able to do it if I can't do it right now?
Now it's 2 weeks. Guy said a week 5 seconds ago. Now it's 2 weeks.
Did I say a week or two?
We don't have roll the tape shit here, Ralph. What do you think this is? We're not CNN.
I'm
saying if your shoulder's hurting, that's fine. You're not exercising, that's fine. You're saying, Ralph, if you're saying you could do 325 for two out of the gates, I'm saying you're not even going to get one, but you're saying two, so the deal is going to be for two. If you can crank up two,
mm-hmm. What will you do?
At the end of this week, I'll suck your dick, dude.
End of this week? How is that me winning? How am I winning if you do that?
You get to tell everybody I sucked your dick, man.
Like the worst fucking contest ever.
No, you mean you don't have to say you loved it. You can say you won, and you had to suck your dick. You emasculated
that's
me,
you
dude.
Immediately go to sucking my dick. That's what you immediately go to,
Ralph. I don't. There's not one chance in my mind in the world that the sweet saltiness of your cockhead is going to go past my mouth. 325. Blacktown Mojo, you guys work out.
Make sure he runs first. Though.
Crazy, what he's saying.
That's an impressive amount of weight, but I mean,
we'll see what happens.
He's a big guy.
We'll
he's
see what
working
happens.
Working out, you know.
320.
We'll see what happens. Listen,
if he says he can,
all that can happen is we'll see what happens. I can't. What
kid,
am I going to say?
When I was a kid on steroids, I fucking at my bed with a bench shirt on, which is insane. Also to go through that. 365 or 370 was like my max ever, and that was like I was like a teenager, like my late teens. I did that, and my best as an adult, like going ever, like maybe like 285, something like that, like just really like working at it. But I mean, to get back to those 320,
Matt, how much can you break? You're a big dude, Matt.
The last time I maxed out was 395. I couldn't break the old 400.
That's fucking
good. He's got a good body for it too. Big arm, thick arms, short arms. It's big for bench pressing.
Yeah. My small penis.
My step pop used to be in like all the powerlifting magazines when I was younger, and he's still like super into it. But he's just like, you know, almost 60 years old now. But he's still like, I think at 60 years old, he still benches like 450.
Wow,
or something like that. It's crazy. And he's not like a big guy at all or anything. He just like. He had that knack. My little brother, his son, my little brother has it also. But yeah, I was never like, I'm naturally strong for my size, but I mean, like, yeah, I definitely hit like a wall with that stuff for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm saying 325, like when I was,
the most I ever
when I was
did,
bench
by
pressing,
the way.
A, when I was bench pressing a lot, 325 would be something I could probably get up for like 2 times a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I'm not sucking your dick, dude, for sure. Mark me down for it.
I guess we'll see what happens.
I guess we'll see how bad you want that dick sucks.
I guess we'll see what happens. All right, by the way, I realized, Kat, you never did the first on the show, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, this would be my first time.
All right, so Shannon, why don't we hit the first and we'll do that with Kat.
The first time ever I saw
All right, so you know the name of the show is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Sharon, are your cats like giving birth to more cats while the show's going on? Oh, what's happening?
It's just the two of them, but they're very restless.
I mean, for guys.
More so than usual. Like the Blacktop Mojo Boys.
For a bunch of guys you're trying to look sexy for, living alone with a bunch of cats and a picture of a fire on your wall is not selling.
It's an electronic fireplace. It actually makes heat. And they're all taken, so my cats can be out. It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Shannon, I'm sorry. Ow. Shannon, I'm sorry I came at you like that. That was misdirected. I'm furious with Ralph.
I know you really understand. Shannon's really laying down the inserts. Okay, so now the name of the show.
But
There's your Six Tracks and Rock and Roll. We always start with, we ask you about your first experience with all three, and we start with rock and roll. I mean, the first concert you ever went to, but one we're going to know, not some local band.
Okay. So one of my first.
Can you get a little closer to the mic?
Closer to your mic, please, sir.
That too was,
well, Ryan almost shoved it up his fucking nose. That was great.
Oh, what's up?
Say that again.
Is it working?
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
All right. Anyway, so I think I was about 4 years old, and I have this memory of sitting on my dad's shoulders watching Audio Adrenaline. It was a Christian rock band, actually.
Okay, and, so that was exactly the answer I didn't want, a band that no one's ever heard of.
I know. Well, Audio Adrenaline was a popular one, but I guess like my first like real rock and roll show was Lynyrd Skynyrd and Allman Brothers when I was 16.
That's a good one.
I was getting into classic rock back in the day. And really it was cool. Pretty freaking amazing.
How old were you at the time?
I think I was 16.
Oh, that's great. And were you already playing guitar at that point, or you weren't?
Yeah. Yeah. And I had already picked up the guitar. I broke my leg in three places skateboarding and didn't have anything else to do. So I picked up the guitar and just kind of fell in love with doing that instead. A little less painful.
What a doer. So impressed what a doer he is.
Yes.
Someone else just told us that story too, though. We had Tesla on. Brian from Tesla, when he broke his leg, he met the guitarist in Tesla. They both broke their legs, and that's how they started the band.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
You share a very similar story with Tesla.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, put that on the gravestone, dude.
and you share something with Wolf Mother and not the Struts. And now the first drug you ever did after pot, unless pot's the worst drug you ever did.
It's pretty much, yeah, I pretty much just stuck to the greens and the alcohol.
Nothing worse ever.
I know it's boring, but I mean, I've also gotten out of hand on both. So
no, it's not boring. It's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. How old were you the first time you smoked weed?
Let's see. I was actually a pretty good kid. I think like it was in my early 20s, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Yeah. You're so sweet. Yeah. Such a nice boy.
I was such a sweet kitty.
You've seen Christian rock bands and you're waiting until 20 to smoke pot. Look how fucking nice you are.
I don't believe you have to have a rock bottom to be an awesome fucking band.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. Now the first time.
Dark it's coming. 20s, that's for sure.
And then the first time you had sex.
This is going to be really funny, but my ex-fiance. When I was 23, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. Blow your mind, right?
So wait a minute. So she's your ex-fiance?
Yes. That did not work out.
So you were a very, very religious guy, obviously. If you were going to Christian shows and waited till marriage, then you grew up super religious.
I was.
We didn't wait till marriage.
No, I didn't.
He wasn't waiting for marriage. He just like, he had sex with the girl he was going to marry. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean,
it didn't work out, I'm guessing, because she's a whore.
I kind of went a little wild after that.
After she left you is when you decided to get a little wild?
No, after I broke up with her, actually.
Okay.
Why? She was a big fat pig?
Let's
get one thing straight here.
How long ago was that? How old are you?
I was 24, I think, when that happened.
Has she reached out since you became big popular Mr. Blacktop Mojo guy?
Well, yeah, she actually did. And she said something about, she asked me if I had sold my soul to the devil. So,
wow. So she was also, yeah.
She's still religious.
Wow. I was able to piece that together, man.
Fuck her one more time, dude.
I'm like, no, you don't know me better than that, but I guess I won't be talking to you again.
Nah, man. You can give it to her one more time. Conquer, dude. Break her down.
So now I know you guys, you got a show coming up. Do you have, like, I know it's limited also with what Jay's saying. How many shows are on deck right now for you guys for the next few months? Any?
We have one at the end of the month. That's like an outdoor show at an ATV park.
Wow. It's really crazy.
Other than that, just like the summer festivals and stuff that we have lined up right now, and everything else is kind of up in the air.
Okay. And now, by the way, Shannon just reminded me, when Gilbert Clark was on the show a couple months ago, he introduced a new question that we've been asking all the bands and rock stars that come on the show. He used the term rock star sex, which he meant
question.
The first time you had sex with a girl because she knew you were who you are. You know what I mean? Like, it was
the best wording for it, the quickest, was first groupie sexual experience.
There you go. Thank you, Jay. And that goes for all three of you.
Well, you talk about putting some edge on the band. I need some edge in my life. I've never had that happen to me before.
No, Shannon, you're on the boat for a week.
I can't believe that that's a true thing.
Shannon, you could have these guys off.
I think it would have happened if I let it, but you know, there's too many things out there that I don't want to bring home that you can't wash off. So that was one of my favorite
things. I'll tell you this. If Ralph bench presses 325 pounds, Shannon will suck your dicks.
All three at the same time.
Same time. You guys give her walrus tusks.
The category needs to change the first time you had sex because Ralph benched 325 pounds.
Yeah, well, that's the answer is going to be never, apparently, according to Jay. I'd say, now, what about you, Matt? The first, you know, groupie rock star sex, whatever you want to call it.
I think it was probably, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years into the band, this chick like DM'd me on
Insta.
On Instagram, yeah. And gave me her address and she lived like right down the street or whatever.
No shit, really? That's so fucking cool. God damn it.
Should have come to you.
If you had to see the gymnastics that I have to do to try and get laid off of Instagram compared to girls fucking just sending you the DM of an address.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's at the show or whatever and she just like, yeah.
He had to buy a Japanese closet door.
Yeah. And Kat, I imagine it was some sort of Bible camp thing or what?
Oh yeah, that's where it was. No, I honestly can't remember the first time, but I've had three different stories come to mind. But the main the
tell them all, please.
No.
Tell them the one where you don't pee on her.
That we had this another band on tour with us and they had their merch shipped to this lady and they were kind of buttholes to us, or assholes, and I hit it off with this lady that brought them their merch and was still wearing their shirt as I took her to her vehicle and we pounded it out in the parking lot.
Oh, I like it.
And so I felt, like I got a little vengeance on them for being assholes in a way.
Hell yeah. You cracked me up because you were like, buttholes or
assholes. Yeah, he did it very like proper way.
We normally, like, you know, like we're trying not to cuss.
That's
when we
his
go
religious
live,
background.
Like, I'm just used to that habit, but I'm with you guys, so I guess I don't really have to hold back as much.
Really, you really let loose that cat. He said assholes on her.
Yeah, your
ex fiance's right. You really are part of the devil now, for God's sake.
Man, I'm telling you.
He said the ass word.
Well, just so you know, guys, when Joe Weider up here throws up 325, 3 1/4. You guys, you could just treat Shannon's mouth like a goddamn fuckhole.
No, Shannon has not agreed to that at all.
She doesn't have to. It's fictitious. The situation will never come up.
We shall see. All right, so the album is, you can go to blacktopmojo.com/album4. You could be a part of the experience. What do you have, like these things, like if they donate a certain amount, something more happens to that person, like album credits or something?
Yeah, we have that on there. We have our buddy's a really talented tattoo artist down in Houston, and he's agreed to donate a tattoo. You can come down there and get a tattoo with us and go out to dinner and kick it and stuff. And we got like a house concert, like if you want us to come play in your living room, that's on there.
Shannon.
I had one before you guys came on.
Dude, let's get a fan. I don't care if it's a fan of mine or a fan of yours to come down and let's get tattooed my hotel room in San Antonio, dude. I saw Pete Davidson just getting tattoos at home. I was like, yeah, why am I just going to a tattoo parlor? Like a great artist to her fans will come and just do it while you're hanging out.
We've gotten a few tattoos on our bus, actually.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm like, what am I sitting in this board in some goddamn tattoo parlor for?
Yeah.
Listen to this guy talk about his 14 charged and dismissed domestic abuse.
All right, let's do the plugs real quick. It is blacktopmojo.com. It's at blacktopmojo, right? I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other things that we did not mention while you guys were on?
I don't think so, man. Pre-order the album and help us make it. Help us finish it.
Absolutely. And I will say this, like I've seen you guys now a bunch of times just a phenomenal band live. So much fun. I'm really excited anytime you guys are coming back, and hopefully sometime this year, maybe you hit the world opens up again, we get to see you here in New York or something. It would be great.
Absolutely, man.
It'd be really nice. With that show in Brooklyn was fucking so much fun. It was at St. Vitus with Otherwise. It was great. It was so much fun. Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Bonfire news coming soon. It's such a goddamn drag process. Sucks dick.
It's still in the negotiation phase?
No, it's now it's just in the like, sign the contract. You know, it's like lawyer shit. It just sucks. It's stupid. But like, we'll be back.
When's San Antonio again?
I'll be in San Antonio. I believe it's might be the first weekend in March.
We're going to have to go that
way. I'll make sure I'll get it to you guys for sure. And yeah, come out, man. Please be my guest. Yeah. It'll be awesome. So yeah, I have some other dates. Lancaster, PA coming up the 20th. So yeah, a couple things coming up. I'm taking them as I get them here. So Indianapolis coming up, Kansas City. So stay tuned for that. More dates. Listen to Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And watch my specials on Netflix and Comedy
Six
Central.
And Jump also. You left out Six and Jump.
Six and Jump. Well, me and Dan Soder and Ari break down every episode of 21 Jump Street.
All right, Shannon.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts, and you can actually go back and listen to Ryan and Matt on the show.
Cool. I'll be at the gym this week practicing and getting ready for Jay to suck my dick. And
fucking doing burpees.
Jay's just going to be sucking it all night.
Sorry I was late for the interview, guys. I was banging out some burpees.
Ben and Shannon, you may want to do some mouth exercises before next week. And listen to my other podcast, which is called The Good Sugar Podcast, where we talk about health and wellness and document my life to try and be a better person. Jason.
Shannon, I'll tell you, you can sew the corners of your mouth shut because you're not going to have to suck three dicks in one night.
Well, we will find out, Jason.
It's not going to happen.
Oakerson. Stop stalking my Instagram, you fucking asshole.
I can't unfollow you. I love you.
All right. We'll see you next week on the STR show.
Let's song.
Let's do Signals Gone off of Static, because I love that song. I was listening to it over and over again. We'll add that to the playlist, thestrshow.com/playlist. And guys, honestly, you're just like the fucking coolest guys in the
world.
Thank
you, man. Thank you always for coming on. Yeah, you guys are great.
Thanks for having us on.
Now, darling, you're growing faint. My technicolor view is turning gray. And twist the antenna around. Is there something wrong? There's nothing but white noise now. The signal's gone. Gone, gone, gone.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.